from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we've got a romantic Brit, new ballet, and the meaning of silence. There's no dead air when David Wiegand is here. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and welcome back.
Thank you, Cy.
I believe you've been writing a lot of TV reviews.
I have, yes. I'm lost in TV land.
We're going to get the toxics out of you now. Let's start with music you'll hear in a program by the Joffrey Ballet. Music by the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. And it's on the Joffrey Ballet's program this weekend. And David, I know you're excited to see this company back in the Bay Area.
It's really wonderful that they're back for a lot of different reasons. Their artistic director is a face who's very familiar to Bay Area audiences, Ashley Weider, former principal dancer with the San Francisco Ballet. They have a wonderful program, including Christopher Wheeldon's After the Rain, the complete ballet, and that's what the part music is from. We've seen pieces of the ballet here, but this will be the first time that we see the entire thing.
The Joffrey Ballet performs tomorrow at Zellerbach Hall on the Cal Berkeley campus at 8 and Sunday at 3. And there's another dance company we want to highlight. Robert Moses Kinn is doing a world premiere, a piece that is well-nigh unpronounceable if you just look at it, but it's supposed to read, Never Be a World of Peace. And David, tell us about it.
Robert Moses Kinn has been around since 1995. I remember their early days, and ever since then, it's been one of the most vital companies in the Bay Area. This is a new piece which will be exploring liberation movements in the history of the United States. Much of their work has a political or sociological bent to it. It's also quite beautiful.
Robert Moses Kinn performs tonight through Sunday at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. San Francisco playwright Octavio Solis keeps churning out magical, really mysterious plays, and David, the Magic Theater is premiering his newest work, Se Llama Cristina.
This is an interesting play, or it sounds very interesting. It'll be directed by Loretta Greco, the artistic director of Magic, and it's about a couple, a young couple who wakes up in a room together, and they try to figure out who they are, where they came from, what their relationship is, and if, in fact, they might be parents.
Se Llama Cristina is in previews and opens next Wednesday. And now a fresh face from England playing some thoughtful pop.
I want to take you somewhere so you know I care. But it's so cold and I don't know where. So I pick you daffodils on a pretty string, but they won't flower like they did last spring.
Tom O'Dell. And David, apparently he's a huge fan of Elton John.
He is, yeah. He said Elton John is one of his greatest influences, and you don't hear very many 22-year-old performers fessing up to that. But yeah, he loves Elton John, and he's a wonderful singer-songwriter and quite accomplished for his age. He recently won the 2012 Brit Award, which is the Critics' Choice Award in Britain, and he has a new album of coming out in April called Long Way Down. I'm looking forward to it.
Tom O'Dell plays the rickshaw stop in San Francisco on Thursday. That's his last American stop before flying back to the UK. And that is our cheap thrill. Tickets just $12 at the door. The subject of this next item is not radio-friendly. It's silence. And that's an exhibit at the Berkeley Art Museum. David, what are the organizers exploring here?
They really are exploring silence and how silence actually informs our concept of art. It's actually part of the continuing celebration of the John Cage Centennial. And he did a very iconic work called 4 Minutes 33 Seconds that was inspired, in fact, by a painting by Robert Rauschenberg. So there was that link there.
Yeah, he's in the show.
Yes, he is. There will also be artwork by Magritte, De Chirico, and a lot of other filmmakers and visual artists.
Silence opens at the Berkeley Art Museum and the Pacific Film Archive on Wednesday. It's our second cheap thrill. Tickets to the museum are just $10. The Fleet Foxes' loss is the music world's gain, as we hear in this next song.
First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door and told the people who live there they had to get out because my reality is realer than yours and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed.
That's Father John Misty, a.k.a. Joshua Tillman, formerly of the Fleet Foxes. in a song about writing a novel. I'm just glad he's writing songs.
Oh, I am too. This guy is absolutely wonderful. He's so self-effacing. When you read stuff about him, he says, well, he just joined the Fleet Foxes after they were already established, and he just played what they told him to play. But he also has this whole other persona as Father John Misty. He grew up in a very Christian household and intended to be a pastor for much of his life and wandered into music, and I'm glad he did.
Father John Misty plays the Fillmore tonight. That's a great double bill with the Walkman. And Father John Misty heads to Santa Cruz Thursday to play the Rio. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these and other shows online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.